Okay. Now we're set. Okay. Bethany, thanks for joining us this morning and making
glad to be here.
Arrangements. Thanks to your husband for making the accommodations.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have your prayer request that you gave us, and new building, I guess, maybe the most exciting thing that's going on.
Yeah, it is.
With First Choice. But just tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah. So it really, honestly, it's been a dream for a long time for us. We've talked for the past 5 years really about how one of our biggest challenges has been our location. We're not visible. You know, we have a great building on Mendel Parkway for those of you who've been there. Wonderful facility. We're so fortunate that we have it and that we're debt free, and we're very thankful for it. And it gives us a great space to do ministry, but we really felt like it was a hurdle to some people in our community to be able to get all the way to our location. And it's not ever going to get drive-by traffic or walking by traffic because we're kind of tucked away, which does provide privacy, and that's nice. But anyway, so for years we've talked about opening a second location because we don't want to just up and move. Our current location isn't failing, like it's effective and it's reaching people, but we felt like there were more that we could reach if we could expand. So we are opening our satellite clinic, is what we're calling it, satellite. We're going to open it at about 20 hours a week. And we're going to kind of give it through this year as a trial run. And if it goes well, we'll expand the hours and, you know, potentially one day expand the space. So we're just going to start by offering pregnancy tests and ultrasounds there. We have kind of a core staff that's going over there. And we really just believe that this location will attract more lower income women, more women who are vulnerable to abortion, that it'll just be more accessible. It's right over behind Baptist South, right off of Narrow Lane Road, very visible location, very, lots of walking and drive-by traffic that we'll have, just a great location. It's possible for us to go there. We are almost not paying rent because of a partnership we have with Baptist. So we've renovated the space, but that's been the only expense to us. So we're very thankful to be able to do this without taking on debt as well. So we're super excited and have just gotten a lot of great feedback from the community and from our supporters. So that is actually opening 2 weeks from today. Oh no, yesterday, because today is Tuesday, not Monday.
Yeah.
I'm a little thrown off on the holiday week. So, and we have an open house if anybody wants to come. That's next Thursday, but we're super excited. And again, just this whole time, our prayer and our desire has been that, that our expansions wouldn't be about, you know, First Choice being the next cool thing, or that, oh, we're growing, or that it would be about us at all, but that just as we expand, that it would literally be an expansion of God's kingdom in Montgomery. We just really want to see his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And that's our prayer with this location, that it will just be an expansion of God's kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. Sounds like a good location too.
Yeah. We're really excited.
And one of the prayer requests was about volunteers. So you're going to use some of your same staff, obviously, there, but part of the volunteers would help you man that, I suppose, or?
Yeah. And, you know, we just always kind of have a need for volunteers. They kind of cycle in and out. And we just are really praying that God will raise up people who have a real calling on their life to serve our clients who, you know, who have a heart for the ministry and just really a heart for our moms that we serve. And so, yeah, we do have more need though, as we open up now, you know, basically an additional whole other site, which we have enough staff to run it like on a skeleton crew, but you know, it'd be great to beef that up with some volunteers and to kind of spread the load there a little bit.
Right. Right. You'll keep the regular hours at the other, at your main location.
Yeah. We kind of, staffing wise prepared in advance for this expansion and kind of, you know, I guess overstaffed for the past few months. We kind of restructured. So instead of just bringing on entirely new staff to run the satellite, we kind of restructured our current staff and added some hours to people so that they'll just kind of move to the new location. So we don't have to hire new staff for this. We just were able to adjust the staff that we have.
And you have all the technology you need at the new place too?
Yeah. And, you know, I really just have to say, we've just been blown away by how God has provided. We've gotten grants. We've gotten personal donations. We've just above and beyond what we've needed. God has just made a way, which has given us such confidence that we really are, you know, walking in what he's called us to do. But, yeah, we have all the technology. We got a new ultrasound machine. That's actually, this is the reason we haven't opened yet, is the ultrasound machine is being delivered tomorrow, to our current location. And then, we have to get trained on the new technology. So that machine, but that was paid for by the Knights of Columbus. So we've just had so many people step in and we looked at one point, the financial cost of opening the new clinic was going to be like $130,000, and already, but at the time that we were looking at that, already 70,000 of that was taken care of either through grants or ultrasound support or whatever. So we've just really seen God provide above and beyond for this.
Wow. That is great. Mm,
that is.
Very, very, it's very affirming. You know, you take a step out, you're like, oh Lord, we're trusted that you're going to provide.
Yeah.
And then he does. And it's just been, it's been really good to be a part of.
Hmm. What else is new that you would?
Yeah. And we also,
ongoing. Yeah.
We also started, we started STD screening in April, which is always something some people are like, oh, why are you doing that? But we really believe for a lot of pregnancy centers like us do STD or STI screening, at no cost. And for us, that is a way to reach abortion vulnerable women before they ever end up pregnant. And really my heart personally, like, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about STD testing and how God can use that. But I personally get really excited because a lot of our clients who come in are in a cycle where no one has ever taught them a different way to make choices about their sexual health or about their relationships or any of that. And when they come in for an STD test, you don't have the pregnancy issue, like where you're also dealing with the unborn baby, right? So like when somebody comes in for a pregnancy test, that kind of is, you know, the main issue. We're dealing with the life of a baby and we want to address that. And so now we have this supplemental service, which is not the main thing at all. But if they come in for an STD test, you have a real chance to influence and talk to them about their lifestyle choices and how they could potentially not end up back with us for an unplanned pregnancy or another STD or whatever. And we've just started. So it's not like business is booming. We're only taking like 8 appointments a week because we never want it to take precedent over an unplanned pregnancy or a woman who comes for a pregnancy test or an ultrasound. But we're just seeing opportunities in those appointments to really talk to people about their lifestyle and also just to share the gospel. And people are just in a very vulnerable place, and it's really fertile soil, to share the love of Jesus and to talk about how God has a plan for their life and, you know, to sow that in. So we've loved getting to do that. And I really believe, God's going to use that service to reach a lot of people with the good news of Jesus and people who are in a place where they're open to that in their life. So, That's been exciting to see as well. And one more thing, I don't know if this is fine for me just to keep blabbing, we've also just been really blessed. We recently hired, we had a man on staff for about a year and a half, and then he had to step down. He had to take a full-time job. That was great for his family. So that was fine. We blessed him in that. So we got our men's ministry up and going, and we've recently hired a new guy on staff who has just been a great fit for our dads. And just genuinely have desired to diversify our staff. And so we were able to hire a Black man, and I was like, praise the Lord. I've been been asking God to send us diversity in our staff. And so kind of feel bad for him because it's a lot of women and we're all white and then it's him and he's the black guy. But he's a good sport about it. But he has just had a great time connecting with our dads, restarting our Fathers First after, you know, a year of being virtual with COVID. So he's doing weekly meetings with our dads and then he's able to meet with dads when they come in for the pregnancy test. And he really has the gift of evangelism and has already had some really great conversations with dads when they come in for the pregnancy test. So we're super thankful for him. His name is Taron. If you want to keep him in your prayers, he's just been a real blessing to us.
Say his name again.
Taron.
Taron.
Taron Jordan. Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that?
T-A-R-O-N.
T-A-R-O. Oh, okay. Taron. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I was about to ask, just about that program and see what was happening with that. So yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're super thankful. And I think we're all really thankful too, just to have somebody, you know, I think we all feel a desire to share the gospel and we want to sow that into the lives of our clients. But you know, when you have somebody who has the gift of evangelism, it just, they're so good at it. You know, like we all want to get good at it, but like he really has a gift for it. And so we're just super thankful to have him as a part of our team. You
know. Where's he go to church? You know,
Coosada Baptist.
Very good. That's wonderful.
What was his last name again? Could you spell that?
Taron Jordan.
Jordan. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is wonderful.
Yeah, but I mean, really, y'all. Every time we open up a position, I'm like, "Well, tell all your black friends because we really have a desire." You know, our clients—they're about seven. It's about 70%. African American and we're all white and we praise God for every volunteer and staff person that we have. And we believe that God has called us to our position, but I just really pray that the Lord will continue to break down any barriers that would exist between us and our clients that, just help our clients feel more loved and more comfortable. And I think, you know, diversifying our staff and volunteers is a huge part of that. So,
as we're talking, I'm thinking of James Williams. I don't know if you know him. He's a good friend.
We've talked to Pastor James before. He's been kind of loosely. He's come once or twice, I think, to our dad's program.
We can get him to help recruit some ladies that would also come and work with some black ladies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see where that would be just help open the door even wider than what you are already.
And, you know, we really believe that the Holy Spirit is bigger than any of those cultural barriers. And I trust that God uses every single one of our volunteers. But we just continue to pray that really that the diversity that exists in the body of Christ will be reflected in our volunteer base as well. So,
yeah. Questions, anybody, Bubba or Heather? Let's see.
Mine was going to be about the men's ministry, but she's answered that and James Williams. So that's, a lot of the churches that we're connected with in West Montgomery and even Chisholm would be a good fit to help you find some.
Yeah. And actually, that's funny. Taron just went, you know, Dwayne Rembert's church. Just went last weekend to an outreach event they had to pass out information about the fatherhood ministry, just to get guys, even the guys outside of, you know, our first guys that we want to reach are the ones who come with their partner for a pregnancy test. Right. You know, we want to snag them at the moment they walk in the door and reach them. But he's also, interested in, you know, reaching the community at large. Like, hey, there's a huge need for dads in the home. So many of our problems and our issues go back to that issue, the breakdown of the family. And a lot of our dads that get involved, they want to do better. They've just never seen how to do it. You know, they didn't have a dad who showed them, who was a role model. And that it's the same thing going back to like the STI clients. A lot of our our women, they want to do better, but literally no one has ever showed or taught them how. And so we just want to give them those tools and resources to make better decisions. And of course, give them the gospel, because that's ultimately how lives are changed and transformed.
Yeah.
Well, you also know,
a couple of weeks ago, I bumped into Bethany, who had just spoken to the Hope Inspired class.
Okay.
And I, you know, I've got to thinking about that later, and I wondered, what do you see, any response, anybody come because of that visit, or?
You know, it's funny. I told Tom when I saw him that day, you know, I used to teach abstinence back when I worked at a pregnancy center in Auburn. And I used to teach abstinence to middle school students, you know, and that's very different than walking into a room full of adults who are in job training, who many have been in and out of prison or whatever. And like, that ship has sailed for most of these folks, you know what I'm saying? And so to go in and say, hi, everyone, you know, I'm from First Choice, and sexual activity is like, God's design for sexual activity is for it to be shared in the marriage relationship between one man and one woman. And that's it. And so like, that's a much harder conversation to have with a room full of adults, than with a room full of eighth graders. But I just really felt very burdened that was the message that God wanted me to go and speak to them. So I did. And so, you know, it was interesting, even as I shared with that group, we do that just, we want them to be aware of what we do, and we often refer clients to Hope Inspired Ministries. You know, we have a lot of overlap with the clients that we serve. So we just want to, you know, make people aware of their services, but also make their participants aware of ours in case they face an unplanned pregnancy, unless someone's had an abortion, any of those things, because, you know, we do have a post-abortion ministry, or we have this free STD screening now. And even as I shared with that group, there was a guy who basically opened up and said, yeah, you know, my, he called her a baby mama, had an abortion, and we've never, like, it was devastating, but we've still never talked about it. He's like, in fact, this is the first time I've ever said anything about it, and it was 5 years ago. I was like, wow, you know, so it's very affirming. But yeah, that's kind of, you know, we want to make other agencies and other organizations that serve similar clients aware of our services, and just to, again, sow those seeds of truth and abstinence into those groups. It can be very difficult, but I was thankful.
Was that a white guy in that group that said that? Do you remember?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Old, kind of an older guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's the guy I've been mentoring.
Oh, yeah.
And he hadn't mentioned that, but, you know, you'd be surprised in how what you said resonated with him, because he's been telling me he's been trying to reconnect with his kids. Mm. He actually has two baby mamas, but some of the kids are older. They're like in their upper teens. And then he has two that are much younger, like one is four, I think. So he had, you know, he's telling me about this, and, you know, how the little kids keep saying, Daddy, why are you hugging me and kissing me so much? And he's just delighted to be with his son that he hadn't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. So in some way, I have to think what you said, you know, try to reinforce that notion at least.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Dads are so important. Man, they're so important for our kids. And it's one in three kids in Alabama that grows up in a home without a dad.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I assume you work with Strong Tower and possibly Common Ground.
We do. I mean, not super closely. We had a client who got really connected at Strong Tower and was getting like discipled through one of their staff members. And we try to tap their leadership for, you know, for guest speakers or for volunteers or whatever. But the truth is, and I'm sure y'all know this, a lot of those guys who are in leadership over there, like Terrence or Zach Beasley or others, are kind of tapped out. Like, so many people like us recognize the need to diversify their staff, or, you know, the volunteers, and, you know, these are wonderful, solid Black men in leadership. So a lot of people are trying to, you know, get them involved in some way. So, you know, we definitely are connected with them, but it's not like we have some,
But I guess all of them, you know, in their training and their is abstinent before marriage. I mean, that is, and the family, that, as you mentioned, that is the breakdown of the majority of the problems that we have.
It really is.
And men are mostly the problem. I hate to say that, but that's probably, you know, so I'm thankful you've got one on staff there, and, you know, all the other ministers are dealing with that same problem. So
has Zach opened any doors for you at ASU campus?
You know, not really. He's pretty slammed with, you know, being pulled over to Tuskegee as well, I think. I mean, and ASU has been pretty well closed off for the past year with COVID. I'm hoping that we can, especially now that we're offering STI screening, I think we can make some more valuable connections there that we haven't really been able to make as much in the past. But
all right. And how about you? How are you holding up personally, just balancing being a mom and running the ministry?
You know, the past month and the coming month are very, y'all, literally, as I said that, like thud from above for my children. It's been kind of taxing, you know, a lot going on, but I also just feel very energized and encouraged to be a part of what God is doing. As I've seen him provide, it really gets me excited to be a part of it. I do feel stretched thin, but also I think now my oldest got out of school last Thursday, and we just had a nice long weekend. So I feel encouraged going into the summer. I have a wonderful summer babysitter that the Lord provided for me. So, we have a lot of rest and exciting, fun things to look forward to in the couple months ahead. So I think that'll be really good, emotionally and spiritually for me. But, you can just pray for us. My husband and I, we're looking for a church home right now. Long story, we ended up leaving our church last year. It was a very difficult process and not one that we were excited about, but we did leave last May. And so we're just looking for wisdom and discernment from God as to where we're supposed to be for this season, for our family, for our kids to get a good solid foundation. We very much have a desire to be a part of something like a house church or a house church movement, a disciple making movement. We met through a house church, but we don't really have other like-minded or other people around us who are wanting to do the same thing. So we're just recognizing maybe the practicality of just settling into another biblically sound, strong church. And we're thankful that there are so many wonderful ones, but at the same time, like sometimes we don't, you know, we find ourselves with this desire and just trying to balance where we are in life with three small children and what our family's needs are with what God's calling us to do. We don't, you know, if he's put this in our hearts, like we don't want to just neglect that, but we also just have to be realistic anyway. So that's kind of, you just pray for us to have wisdom as to where he's leading us to kind of settle spiritually for the next season.
We will certainly do that. And we're on the other end of the spectrum from a house church, but please know you are welcome.
I know, you know, and that's as we've visited, I'm like, you know, this is our desire, but I just see so much value and I'm so thankful, you know, especially my work. I connect with all these wonderful churches. And I just see how the Lord uses both big and small, like there's not right or wrong. You know, it's just, again, a different type of diversity within the body of Christ and how he uses, just different denominations and different church bodies to accomplish different works. And it's great that I get to see that from my end. I'm just so blessed to be on the receiving end of that. So.
Well, we probably ought to just go ahead and pray, unless there's any other, anything you need to, would like to tell us, Bethany, or other questions, anybody?
Oh, I just will say, I mean, I kind of said this right then, but man, I'm so thankful for Trinity. You guys are so faithful. And I was telling Tom, I saw that y'all had taken down the map because you're building the missions wall. But just the other day, my children have been at Trinity Preschool this year, and that's just been a real blessing for our family. And after the preschool program, I went to show my husband the missions map, and I saw it was, you know, it's being restructured into the missions wall. But I was like, you should see the impact, like all the pins they have all over the world, because they are just so committed to missions and to sending the gospel to the nations. And I'm just so thankful for that. It's so important. It can be, sometimes I feel like I'm settling, like, oh, I'm a local missionary, maybe I should go abroad or whatever. Like, I have it easy compared to some of these people who are living in other countries. But anyway, I'm just so thankful for how you guys so faithfully invest in the sending of the gospel. It's just such a blessing to see. And I'm grateful for that.
We're glad to have you here. Are you a Montgomery native?
I'm from Abbeville, actually.
Riley.
Yes. There you go. That's the association.
That's a good connection.
Jimmy Rain. So I'm from Abbeville. My husband's from Nashville.
Okay. All right.
Well, let's go to prayer. And Bubba, would you pray? And
yes.
Heather or David, whoever would like to join, and I'll just close us out.
Lord, I just thank you for this time to hear from Bethany what's going on at the First Choice, excitement about being able to open another location, which would be closer to the clients. And Lord, I pray that you would bless that. Lord, you've already blessed it with the finances and the help to get it started. I pray that you would raise up the volunteers, Lord, that you would give people a passion to know that abortion is such a horrible thing that our country endorses, and we see it going on all the time, and we know it's an act of Satan, Lord. It's a spiritual problem, and I just pray that you would be with her staff, and Lord, I lift up the men's ministry. I really have a passion for that, because the men are so responsible for causing so much of this grief on so many people, and Lord, if they don't know right from wrong, if they don't know you, they really don't know what to do. So I lift up Tyrone or whatever, Tyrone, and Lord, I pray you'll be with him. I thank you. He has the gift of evangelism. I pray you'll time in with James William, Lord, and we would see that gift not only there at First Choice, but we would see it spread throughout our community, to every area of the community. And you would be lifted up, Lord, and we would turn to you, and we would see a revival, and we would see abortion rate go down completely. We would close the abortion clinics around here, Lord, that you would just encourage us to see you working and see the lives change. So such a blessing this morning to hear from Bethany. Be with her and her family. Always another decision she has to make, but she can lead her family and her husband right now where they are. And Lord, while they look for a church and connection, I pray that you would open that door, that you would put her in the right place, Lord. It would be good for her family, but also be good for the ministry that she is involved in. So again, I just praise you and thank you for this technology that we can have Tom and Virginia and the rest of us scattered out, and knowing that you're in the middle of all of this, and what a blessing that is. So guide us today, Lord, I pray in Christ's name.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for Bethany, Lord. We just ask that you continue to put your hedge of protection around her family and the ministry and everybody involved, Lord. And it's just such a blessing to get to see how it's thriving and growing, Lord. And we just continue prayers that it will just do that, do the same, Lord. We just thank you for precious, sweet little voices like you hear in the background. And we thank you that through her ministry that lots of families get to hear those voices and those sweet singing, Lord. We just we pray for her family, Lord. We pray that through this busy season of the summer, that they have found rest spiritually, emotionally, Lord. And we just ask that you help them to find a home church that you've called them to, Lord. And we just pray all this in your most precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time with Bethany and just for the way in which you're working through First Choice and for this new facility that's being opened and just even the way you provided for that with the equipment and the additional staffing. And I pray that you provide the additional volunteers that are always needed now for both places. And we just thank you, Father, that you are honored through this ministry and in so many ways, and the discipleship, the opportunities, the evangelism opportunities, first place, but discipleship, and to encourage men to be godly fathers and husbands as well. How much that is needed, and how much that is so missing in our culture. Lord, I pray that you would continue to give wisdom to the counselors as they speak with women and men as well. I pray for Bethany and the relationship with her board, and that would be strong, mm-hmm. and that they would have good unity and purpose, and that you would continue to provide the resources that this ministry needs to serve you. And just the network, the partnership that First Choice has with the other centers and Life on Wheels, and that you would just bless those relationships, those cooperative relationships, to present a cohesive cause for life in your name in Montgomery. And I do pray for Bethany and her family as well. She and her husband, as they look for a church home, that you would lead them to the place that you would have them, and that they would be able to continue serving you with the ways that you've uniquely gifted both of them and provide for them. Bless them, even in this day, that this would be a day that for them and for each of us, that we would know your hand at work in and through us, and that we would serve and glorify you today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Bethany, can I ask you, who is on the board that's from Trinity?
Caroline Johnson.
Right.
And Sarah Barry Spooner.
Okay. Thank you.
They've just been wonderful. Sarah Barry came on this year, and Caroline was last year, and they've just both been just a real blessing.
Yeah.
Do you know Cam Fox?
Of course. Yeah. How could I not know Cam Fox?
I don't think
has been back since COVID.
Oh, she has?
She's not here forever.
Yeah.
She came back once. I think her family has been trying to be very protective.
Right.
And, you know, for a long time, it was very dicey, you know, like, coming back. And
yeah.
So,
she has been a faithful volunteer for years.
Oh, so faithful. Yeah. When you were on our board many moons ago. Yes.
Many moons ago.
And yeah, do you remember what years that was? I still see your name on stuff.
Nope. I can't remember.
Back in the day.
We started on Mulberry.
That's right, man.
Well, Bethany, we need to let you go and let your husband maybe go rescue your husband or whatever.
Yeah, he's going to go to work, and then my babysitter's coming in about 5 minutes, so that'll be great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye. Bye.